You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another edition of Locked On Pelicans. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at Nola Jake on Twitter. And 2017 looks a little bit better because the Pelicans have finally gotten their first win. It's not officially worse or so far worse through, what is it, the 9-10 days that we've been here for than 2016. And 2016 was terrible, as everyone knows. So a little bit better. Breathe easy for the moment. Pelicans do beat the Knicks in what's kind of a weird game, but they dominated them. They were up near 30 at one point, finishing with a 110-96 win on the road in New York. Always a good thing there. We're going to recap the game today. Probably a little bit of a shorter podcast for you guys before coming back strong tomorrow with a number of different topics that I want to cover there. But focus on this game. A little bit weird. Anthony Davis had a monster performance. Derrick Rose didn't play and kind of just vanished. Melo gets tossed. Davis tops the night for the NBA as a whole in points scored and in rebounds, and put up a bit of a little historic night here. He was the first player to do a few things, or one thing really, since 1983. So good win for the Pelicans, who are now just one game back of the eighth seed in the standings. They're not worried about anything other than that seed right now. They're closer to the bottom of the Western Conference than the seventh seed. The seventh seed doesn't matter. Just get in is their goal here. And this win made it a little bit easier. I talked about on yesterday's podcast, they had to win last night. They certainly did. That was good. They've got to keep it going now with games against Brooklyn, the Bulls, and then the Pacers. You got to get two of out of those three, which I think is something they're able to do, especially if Anthony Davis keeps having massive beast mode games. Nice to see the Pelicans not waste one. So let's recap the game. Don't forget, Locked On Pelicans is available on iTunes, on Audioboom, on Stitcher, on any podcast app you use. Make sure you get it daily. It's the only Pelicans podcast coming to you 5 days a week, if I can be a little unmodest here. You're not getting this kind of analysis and content anywhere else. You know, diving deep onto different topics about the team, talking about, you know, the styles of play, and just trying to enlighten you a little bit onto some different things that you don't always take a look at when you watch this team, and I know you love them. So please make sure you're subscribed, that you follow it on Twitter. The podcast has a Twitter handle. It's at Locked On Pels. Please, you know, share it with friends. If you tell one person, that's a great thing. So thank you all for listening, and it's been a lot of fun to be doing daily. All right, so the 110-96 win in New York on the road. I mean, this one just, you kind of had a feeling wasn't even going to be really close. The Pelicans beat the Knicks at home, what was it now, like 2 weeks ago, I think. And they had nothing. And then all of a sudden, before the game starts, Derrick Rose is announced as a scratch, and he wasn't even there in Madison Square Garden. And there was tons of controversy surrounding what it was. He just either didn't show up, he had to leave unexpectedly. No one really had an answer, and even the Knicks head coach, Hornacek, had no idea really what was going on. He said everything will get told after the game. It sounds like there might have been a family emergency, but Rose was also benched in the fourth quarter of their last game, and didn't seem like he really liked that and didn't appreciate that, and so he just decided either leave or whatever it is. It doesn't sound like it's an injury, which for Derrick Rose, who struggled with that, you know, in the most recent part of his career, that's kind of a nice thing to see, that at least it's not an injury. You don't want guys to be hurt. But good for the Pelicans he wasn't playing, I guess. Maybe it was worse for the Pelicans that he wasn't playing. He hasn't been particularly good, so who knows. But the Pelicans came out and they, you know, just looked like a better team. They started the small lineup of Anthony Davis, Dante Cunningham, Solomon Hill, Buddy Hield, Drew Holiday. And, you know, they did their thing. They actually handled the Knicks starting lineup, which I said yesterday might be a little bit rough because Anthony can, you know, grab rebounds. So can Porzingis. Noah can still do that. But for the most part, they kind of shut that all down. They were switching a lot with Porzingis. So whoever was matched on him, you try and just switch on a bigger guy, maybe, let's say, depending, or they'll handle him well. And he didn't do a good job scoring out of that. Porzingis, in 23 minutes, only shot 3 of 13 from the field for a total of 9 points. Didn't even make a three. Grabbed just 4 rebounds. Had a bad game, which is bad for me because he's on my fantasy team. But good for the Pelicans. And hey, as long as the Pels win, I'm happy. And that's ultimately what matters more here. So look at me being selfless for you guys. So they did a good job defending him, actually. They didn't really let him drive to the paint a ton. Force him to miss shots. He's got to just be a bigger dude. He's got to put on some more muscle to be able to beat guys on switches, which not what he did last night. But the Pels came out. They scored 29 in the first quarter, 31 in the second, which gave him a nice little lead there. And something they never just relinquished. After halftime, they came out just firing. This was so different from the Boston game, where after halftime they were just terrible. Here, the coaching staff got it right. Pels in the third quarter went on a 31-15 run, and basically just put the game out of reach. Didn't, you know, it helped them that Carmelo Anthony took a shot, missed, didn't get a call, and then got a pair of technicals, double techs, ejected for the game for arguing the call. You could see he just didn't care anymore. He just wanted to get the hell out of there. And, well, the ref sent him the hell out of there, which, hey, I like it again. Make it easier on this Pelicans team. So for the Pels, though, the story's Davis. He scored 40 points, 18 rebounds, both tops on the night league-wide. Most rebounds, most points scored. He did all of that in under 29 minutes. Under 29 minutes, 40 points and 18 rebounds, and he did it on 22 shots. That's getting dangerously close to the 2 points per shot attempt mark, which is just bananas high, essentially. Davis is the only player since 1983 to have 40 points, 18 rebounds, and 3 blocks in under 30 minutes, which is just absolutely an insane stat. There was a little bit of controversy where later in the game, in the third quarter, I think, he grabbed a ball going for a dunk, and Kyle O'Quinn shoved him from behind. Davis flew into the stands, hurt his hip, actually left the game. That's kind of what ended his night, though. You have to figure it was probably going to end anyway, with the Pelicans up by so much and just not needing their star player and franchise guy, and the guy who's hopefully going to carry them to the 8th seed to get hurt. He came out of the game, got x-rays on his hip. They came back negative. Pels have 2 days off. They're off today, Tuesday, tomorrow, Wednesday, before playing the Nets, the owners of the worst record in the league right now, on Thursday. He should be fine. There's no way he's not going to play. Unless the Pelicans just think they can win that one without him. That's really the only thing that would do it. But he should be fine to go. It's not like they'll necessarily need him. Donatas Moniunis got 16 minutes of burn on the court last night. That's going to be more of his average, at least right now, you know, unless the Pelicans want to get really big and use him at center, pair him with Anthony Davis, and kind of abandon small ball for at least, you know, parts of games. He got 20 minutes the other night. 16's about right. I think they said he was just playing so well the other night they gave him some more minutes, which, hey, it's not a bad thing. And let him get it. He only scored 3 points. It was a three. He only took 2 shots in those 16 minutes. Again, when you got Davis that hot, get Davis the damn ball. So there's no need for him to shoot, but he looks serviceable. He can play some defense. That's a nice little addition for the Pelicans, a little addition. You know, maybe it's somehow they get into the 8th seed, you could say he made a huge difference. But, you know, this is more, again, the team revolves around Anthony Davis here. But nice to see him. He'll continue to get probably minutes like that. He got more minutes than Terrence Jones. He gives you better shot selection than Jones. He's actually willing to shoot, where Jones is often very scared to shoot. So that's a good thing to see from him. Tim Frazier actually got on the court for the first time in a while, all in garbage time. Along with Cheick Diallo, who got some burn, about, you know, 5.5 minutes for both of them. Doesn't matter. They're not going to normally get minutes on this team. Buddy Hield went 3 of 5 from deep, had 11 points. His 3-point shooting is coming around, which is a really nice thing. Exactly what they needed. He's doing a good job in the starting lineup, playing, you know, right around like 20 to 25 minutes a game. That's the sweet spot with him right there. Rook coming on. He's not going to win Rookie of the Year, but he's going to start making a case for it. I can tell you that much. Tyreek Evans got in there, played 20 minutes. Good Tyreek Evans. 12 points, 2 of 5 from deep. His shot looks significantly better. I don't know, you know, maybe when you're out for that long and you can't really do a whole lot of athletic work, you spend it shooting, because it's like a different form. It's smoother. When he gets good rotation on his shot, the second it leaves his hand, you can usually see it's going to go in. If he doesn't get good rotation on it, on the ball, it tends to miss. That's going to be the case for a lot of players, but it's particularly true of him. Watch him in the game. When that ball comes off his hand, if it looks like it's clean and it's spinning the right way backwards, you feel that thing's going to go in. So does he. Hence why he took 9 shots, 5 from 3. He had more shots from 3 than he did anywhere else. That's not the Tyreek Evans of old. This is kind of an evolving Tyreek Evans. Probably not enough to keep him around, but, you know, hey, why not? If he's going to do it now, that's a good thing. Pels didn't get to the line much outside of Anthony Davis. That was okay in this game because, again, you were just killing him, so didn't matter. They didn't really push the break a ton. They only had 15 fast break points. The lower fast break points coincides a little bit with going a little bit away from small ball. They still primarily play small ball with Monte Ellis, though, here. It's less small ball since he's a big man. So they're not trying to punish people on the break as much, but it was okay overall. Only 11 turnovers. That's about right for the Pelicans. They want to do that. Just play a smart game. You know, get out of New York City with a win. Don't let anyone else get hurt. Just a good overall performance from the Pelicans. Anthony Davis carried them. They got like just enough from everyone else. That's all you needed in this case. And it leads to a win and being one game back of the 8th seed despite being very much under 500. So that's going to be it for Locked On Pelicans. I'm going to go have some fun in jury duty today. And I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. We'll talk some small ball. I'll probably have a guest on or two, maybe, depending, throughout the rest of the week. Don't forget the Locked On NBA podcast weekly, the Locked On Saints podcast. College football's over now, but there's still a lot going on with the Saints. You want to keep up with it, know what's happening with your favorite team. So please subscribe, like, follow that one as well. So thank you all for listening, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.